Good evening and welcome to another episode of a program that has episodes. And today we go back in history to remember a victim of the communist regime, Milada Horáková. After that, we'll have a few post-it notes. Enjoy!
Slavný státní soude, je mě opravdu těžko říct něco víc. Já mám jenom jednu prosbu, aby byli mírně a s největší blahoskloností posuzováni ti, jejíž trestná činnost, pokud bude zjištěna, pokud budou stát před vámi, se jakkoliv mohla odvozovat, ať už přímo, nebo jenom mravním působením ode mne. Pokud je o mě, věřím v spravedlnost vašeho uvážení.
That was the closing statement of Milada Horáková before hearing her sentence. Milada Horáková was a Czech politician executed by communists on made-up charges of conspiracy and treason, and the only woman executed within this court case. Thanks to her courage in the face of manipulated court case, she became the symbol of resistance against the totalitarianism of the Communist Party. In 4 days' time, it will be 66 years since her arrest by the communist regime. She was born in 1901 into a family supporting Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk and the ideal of an independent Czechoslovakia. She was expelled from high school in 1918 after demonstrating against war. After the war, she studied law. She was an active feminist and an important member of the National Women's Council. From 1929, she was also a member of the Czech National Social Party. She fought for the emancipation of women. During the Second World War, she helped people without homes and people on the run. Later on, she even joined a spy ring and used her women's council contacts. In 1940, she was called by the Gestapo and tortured, but without any results. She was held 2 years in Pankráz and then in Terezín. She was sentenced to death, but later changed to 8 years of prison. After the end of the war, she returned to Prague and under the guidance of her mentor, President Beneš, joined her old political party again and resumed her work for women equality. She criticized the rejection of Marshall's plan and the servility to the Soviets. For that, she was being monitored by the STB. After the February communist coup, Horáková remained in the Republic even though she had a chance to emigrate and continued to be politically active. She started to organize an anti-communist resistance, but all according to then active laws. She was the perfect candidate for the communist show trial, and so, 27th September 1949, she was arrested. The STB used all the Soviet torturing techniques at their disposal, for instance, beating, starvation, sleep deprivation, cold, small quarters, narcotics, and more, but they couldn't break Horáková. She was presented as the leader of an anti-communist organization preparing a coup against the regime. The trial was scripted and planned ahead, but Milada Horáková rebelled against the script and defended her ideals. She refused to beg for mercy, and 8th of June, she was sentenced with 3 others to death by hanging. Many famous people tried to save Milada Horáková with their pleas to President Gottwald, including Einstein, Churchill or Eleanor Roosevelt, but to no avail. Milada Horáková was executed 27th of June 1950 by slow strangulation that supposedly took 15 minutes. Her last words were, "I fall, I fall. I lost this fight and I leave honorably. I love this country. I love its people. Be good to them. I leave with no hatred to you. I wish you this. I wish you this." And let's have a look at a few post-it notes. These are facts about Prague and Czech Republic with which you can amaze your friends, family and strangers. The first one today is, Prague was the first country in the post-communist Eastern Bloc in which a restaurant was awarded a Michelin star. The Allegro restaurant in the Four Seasons Hotel, headed by chef Andrea Accordi, received this star in 2008. Here comes a second post-it note. It was in Prague that Pluto was taken down a peg. The General Assembly of the International Astronomical Union, which gathered August 14th till 25th, 2006 in the Czech capital, voted to redefine Pluto as a dwarf planet rather than a full-fledged planet, thereby decreasing the number of official planets in the solar system from 9 to 8. And here's the last post-it note that we have for today. Angel Metro stop used to be called Moskevská after Moscow. Designed by Soviet architects, the metro station symbolized the partnership between Czechoslovakia and the Soviet Union. A metro stop called Prague, Pražská, designed by a consortium of Czechoslovak architects, opened 4 days later on the Moscow's transit network in November 1985. Moskevská was renamed in 1990, but Pražská stop on Moscow's Grey Line retains its name to this day. And that is all the posted notes we have for today. And so we are at the end of another great and superb episode. Thank you for being such a supportive audience, but it couldn't have been without awesome old me. Now I'm off to pop my ego bubble. Until next time, bye.